He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
This is our 57th edition of He Said, She Said, and can you believe it?
Uh-huh. I can believe it because I've had to come up with what's cooking.
I can't believe I've been able to listen to you for that long during these sessions.
Come on, honey.
But actually, some of the stuff that you come up with is not too bad.
Well, if you'd listen. Maybe if you'd listen.
Well, I do listen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what you have to say sometimes strikes me deep down inside.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't.
Now, gentlemen out there, I hope you're listening to this. Really listening to this. Because it's very, very important.
But
that
what do you get out of doing SNU? What does it do for you?
Well, it really makes me think about what's going on in my life. And usually what I discuss, my hot topic or what's cooking, is pertaining to actually what's going on in my own life, like in the last month, each month, right?
Right. So it's an opportunity for you to
express myself.
Unimpeded.
Yeah, well, you know.
Undiluted.
We do edit this.
The real McCoy.
We do edit this, SNU. You don't want to know what the real one sounds
That's
like.
That's right.
One day, we're going to do it, right?
So welcome, everybody, to our new Volume 6, this first edition of He Said, She Said. And so to get the ball rolling, my dear, the fabulous first question. What's cooking?
What's cooking? Well, very interesting. We had our family Christmas party, the Holly Fitness Christmas. So I decided, instead of doing a sit-down dinner for the Holly Christmas party, which, by the way, was my turn to host, I did not volunteer for this, I'd have plenty of tapas, cocktail, and hors d'oeuvres for everyone. Everyone contributes to the party, and we always have a theme. And this year, the theme was fitness, and how terribly appropriate for you and me as the host.
And by the way, that was my idea.
Was it your idea?
Yeah, last year. I said, I want to give next year's Christmas party the theme.
So we did volunteer then.
What do you mean we did volunteer?
I didn't know. I thought.
No, it was our turn, but the theme was my idea. What was the theme last year?
Hats.
Hats, right.
Hats.
That was a lot of fun.
It was, everybody had to bring each other a hat, and it was all about games. Everybody, we had to, because we always pick names. So the year before last, everyone had to pick a game. Like a board game.
To buy a game for the person that they picked.
And this year it was some fitness. Something
because
fitness.
For those that don't know, we have about like 20 people in our family. We meet every Christmas for
Christmas
this
Eve.
Event, Christmas Eve. And so instead of buying everyone a Christmas present, except for the kids, we just choose
a name
out of the hat. And then that person we buy a nice gift for. And it's based on a theme.
Yeah.
Right? So this year is fitness and we have to buy a fitness related gift.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. I brought my brother-in-law a wheel, one of those rolling wheels. And I had to demonstrate it, of course. So that was kind of fun and challenging. So everyone wore really comfortable fitness gear. And we commenced the festivities earlier last year because it was on a Sunday. So we started about 3 o'clock in the afternoon rather than starting at 5 or 6. So I planned the menu and I made a list for the family and they checked off what item that they wanted to bring. Now we do this every year. Everybody pitches in. It's not just one person that does all the work. I guess that's the way it goes today.
Yeah, I can't believe that my grandma used to cook for everybody and do all the work. Like 20 people would come over to her house and she did all the work and all the cooking and all the cleanup. It's unbelievable. Yep. It's unheard of today.
Yeah. Well, people do that.
No, not young couples today.
They don't do that. No. But when we had our family dinners on Wednesday nights, who did all the cleanup? Who did all the cooking? Who did all the grocery shopping? Who did it all? Come on. You're looking at her.
Well, I contributed. I did some of the cleanup.
Yeah, actually, he paid for it.
That's right. That's the main thing.
Okay, so what a feast it really was. I must admit that the family was a little bit apprehensive to try this style of a Christmas party, as the usual is the tradition of the turkey dinner, right? The sit-down thing. So it was a little different than what they thought. I made it quite clear that this was finger food only, which means no knives and forks, just plates and really nice
napkins. Which is my style because that's Polynesian style.
Exactly. And everybody was worried that they might not get enough to eat, you know. So I said, come on, relax. You know me, I'm Sicilian. I like lots of food. So no worries.
Yeah, then looking around the room was like 20 stuffed pigs laying there on the ground, groaning.
Yes, exactly. You always get lots to eat when you come to my house. So throughout the afternoon and early evening, we had cocktails and a delicious eggnog punch that I prepared. And you know, eggnog is quite filling anyway. That's the method to my madness. Fill them up with drinks. So it's really heavy, that was. But the food was really delicious and filling in itself. So here's just a few ideas that we had as the day went on. We had like, and they come around on little platters, on plates. So it would be one thing at a time that I would have coming out. Everybody would bring what they had. I'd put it away. Then we heat up one appetizer at a time. We'd have like roasted lamb chops. We had tuna tataki. We'd have garlic shrimp skewers, raw shrimp, Swedish meatballs, caviar, and a fish plate, exotic cheeses, an exotic cheese plate, actually, whole wheat pizzas, gourmet style. And of course, you got to remember that everything is healthful because everybody knows they're coming to the Holly House. We had some stuffed vine grape leaves. We had some nice crab stuffed mushrooms, roasted garlic, California rolls, stuff like that. Chocolate dipped medjool dates. And you know, everybody just ate and ate and ate. And it was like one thing at a time that we would have. And nobody went home hungry. They were just absolutely satisfied and inundated with food. So it really did work out well and everybody really appreciated it. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was different too. It's kind of nice to do things differently. And if it is your home and you are hosting it, you can do whatever you want. Right?
Well, not always, because there are politics.
Yes.
It's like when you get married and you think that you're going to do it your way.
Yeah.
Well, wait until it actually happens.
Yeah.
And everyone starts getting their 2 cents worth in.
Yeah.
And their tentacles. Well, you got to invite those
people.
We're
not going to mention any names when it comes to our family, who that is. But yes, there are politics. You're absolutely right. But all in all, it's a really great idea. And everybody gets to participate. And then everybody talks about what ingredient they put in here and how they made it. And it's very savory. And then we went on to the sweet trays. And so it was just really an exciting, interesting food fest that we had.
Yeah, we enjoyed everybody's company. And we all had a great time, and it was a wonderful way
to...
And
we did some tongue twisters, which I really liked to do.
We played lots of games, and we had some fitness competitions and some physical demonstrations of strength and agility, and it was lots of fun. We had lots of laughs.
Yeah, but I mean, it's really important when you're going to do some kind of theme party like this, plan it out. Really plan it out, and always know who your guests are going to be, like, because we have all the way from a year and a half to 83 years old. So we had to make everybody happy, especially when it comes to the music and the food and the ambiance, you know. So we really do take that into consideration when you're hosting a party. But that's what's cooking.
That's right. Good stuff, dear. Okay, so moving on. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Darren Willoughby of Baylor University. And I tell you, this guy has more letters behind his name than anyone I have ever met. Darren certainly answered your questions thoroughly, didn't he?
Well, it was almost shocking, the detail, you know, the plasticity of muscle and how fibers slide across each other and getting into the chemistry on a genetic level and how genes express themselves in relation to hormones and the environment that's unique to muscle growth. It was just fascinating. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course. Well, I especially liked it that he said that our body was incredibly adaptable. So you can see that anyone can help themselves if they desire to do so.
And you know what? If it wasn't incredibly adaptable, I think 90% of us would be dead by the time we're 20, based on how people eat, how they live.
I wouldn't be here today.
If we were not as adaptable, I mean, there are many, many other animal species that could never live on the diet that humans eat. It would kill them. It would immediately shorten their lifespan and decimate the whole species. So we are incredibly adaptable, but we do pay the price.
Oh, yeah.
We live, but, you know, as they say, we die long.
I'm surprised how some of us don't glow in the dark. Anyway, I'd like to thank Darren for that outstanding interview.
Yeah, and I look forward to connecting with him again because there's lots more to talk about. Okay, so who do we look forward to? Who is our next month's special guest?
Well, next month's special guest is Mrs. Leslie Colgan. She has a master's in science, and she is the president of the Colgan Institute. And for those of you who don't know this, yes, she is Dr. Michael Colgan's better half. Leslie oversees the individual client nutritional programs, and she is the co-author of 2 books, The Flavonoid Revolution and You Can Prevent Cancer. So we really look forward to Leslie's interview.
I really like Leslie. She's cool.
Yeah, she's a little ball of fire.
I know. And she loves the work, and she has a massive interest in everything that Michael is known for. And she and I have a great connection, and I always enjoy her company when we visit with her and Michael at the Colgan Power Camp on Salt Spring Island.
And they have an equestrian center there, so I really want you to get into Corey talking about horses. Like, she was talking about how horses are athletes, which never even occurred to me, so we're going to get into that a little bit in your interview.
Yeah, and the fascination that people have with horses is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because it is unique, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Okay, well, I look forward to that one. So, dear, it's time to hit the button. What is your hot topic?
Well, my hot topic is, it's the Happy New Year, everyone. And it is 2007 this year. So, 2007. Can you believe it? Year 2007. Unbelievable. So, it's in with the new year and out with the old. And what I like to do in the new year is I like to reflect on the past year. And I like to ask myself, did I accomplish everything that I set out to do last year? And if you didn't, know this. A year has 12 months, 4 quarters. Doesn't seem like such a long time when you put it in that way, does it?
No, it's like our life. How many days is a life worth? 365 times 100,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about 35,000 days.
I know. So if you take a look at 365 days is 1 year. Duh. It doesn't seem like it's that long, like 1 year. And it just flies. And I know for myself, and I talk to a lot of my friends, and they all say that time, it just flies by these days. And is it because that we're getting older? I talked to another girlfriend of mine last night, and she said that every time she turns around, the rent is due. So how can a month go by so quickly? What's going on?
Well, time is relative to motion. So the older you are, the more time you've lived, and the more relative the time seems in relation to how you've lived your life. So you count time based on motion of planets, right? I mean, that's how we keep track of time. That's what our whole time and calendar is based on. And so as you move through time, you get used to the sequence of the movement of motion in relation to the experience of your life.
The busier you are, the quicker time goes. Because I remember...
No, time is constant. It never changes. The perception of time...
No, that's what I mean.
...is what changed. But I think that if you fill up your days...
Yes.
...and enrich your life, you live more life... in the same amount
one
of time.
One more day a week would be really nice. Remember when you were a kid and Monday to Friday was an eternity?
Oh.
You know, because there was like Saturday night or Friday night was the big party and it's like, oh, this is...
Well, what seemed like an eternity was sitting in a classroom in school.
Exactly.
But when I played sports, it just flew by.
Yeah.
I wanted more.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want the time to end. Uh-huh. I didn't want PE classes to end.
Yeah.
But those damn classrooms like math and geometry, oh my God, that was boring.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is that don't waste any time. Just get to it. Do the things that you want to do in the year and have fun and make it a joyous event. Or if there's something that you just don't really want to do, get to it. Before you know it, a month has passed by and the dirty deed is done, right?
Yeah.
Just get it done, you know, and then you feel so good after you do something that you, like that phone call that you have to make, or like maybe you owe a bill and you don't want to have to phone these people because it's embarrassing. I mean, we've all been there. And so you make that phone call and everything ends up to be great. Sometimes we're presumptuous.
It seldom is what you think it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But you blow it up way out of proportion emotionally.
Exactly.
And that can work against you from mm-hmm. a health perspective.
Exactly. So just get on it. And you know what?
Deal with what needs to be done.
Yes. And at the end of the day, you know, I hate to say this, but no one really cares what you get up to. Everyone is so preoccupied with their own lives, and they may be concerned for the moment, and then it's over. We really are a selfish lot, aren't we?
Yes. And that's okay.
Yes.
And it's also true. There is nobody alive that is not selfish, that is not self-aware, that is not self-directed, that is not self-absorbed, that is not self-centered. It's impossible not to be, because everything that you do and think is from inside your brain. Your perception of reality and what you see through your eyes is coming from the inside and not from the outside in. So your motivation to do everything is based on why and what it is you want to do. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. But whether or not you are kind, compassionate, and benevolent is the difference. Because you can be a real jerk and still be selfish.
And then time would go really slow. You know what? If you are a mean people are unhappy people. So if anybody is mean to you, just think that person is not a very happy camper. And just imagine how slow their time must go because they're so mean. They're the ones that Monday to Friday is an eternity.
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons not to be fundamentally happy inside from a base point of view, but I think it's how you deal with your state.
Right.
Like you might be unhappy because of a situation that happened in life. That's an unhappy event, but you can still overcome it and rise above it and still be a nice person. I still believe that whether you're mean or not is a choice.
Yes.
You can choose not to be mean.
Well,
it's
you
not
know,
inherent in the character of a human
no,
being.
No, but I just think if somebody's mean person, they are not happy
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but if you can find that person that will be, they're mean, sons of bitches, but they'll be nice to their granddaughter or their mother. So they can selectively turn on yeah. and turn off their meanness.
Yeah.
Which means they have the capacity to control themselves, mm-hmm. as anyone fundamentally does.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't buy this crap that people have no control over their actions.
Yeah, exactly. So I found that as I get older, I'm not as judgmental, amazingly enough, than I used to be. Time is a funny way of letting bygones be bygones. And really, does it really, really matter at the end of the day?
Not if it's bugging you to the point where it's driving you nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it go.
Let it go or deal with it. Just bloody well, you know, bite the bullet and deal with it.
Well, what's the serenity prayer?
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, I say that when I get in a bit of a pickle, and I say this little prayer, and it does give me serenity. Amazingly enough.
I think it's a great concept mm-hmm. to absorb and think about and meditate on and to bring to your mind whenever you have an issue, just to see life that way. Can mm-hmm. I accept this? Can I change it? And give me the wisdom to know the difference mm-hmm, between mm-hmm. accepting what I can't change. Like, mm-hmm. it's absolutely futile to try and change something that you cannot change.
And a lot of people do this. I mean, I have done this myself in my life. Not anymore, but I have done this. And I'll tell you, what a waste of bleeding energy. So anyway, just in this year of 007, move on. Be your own private eye.
That's right. And like 007... keep your eyes open for those nice hot babes.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's right. Okay, dear, that was awesome as usual, and good to see you again live and healthy in 2007. What is your final word?
My final word is, and this is kind of fun, people are so worried about what they eat between Christmas and the New Year. But they really should be worried about what they eat between the New Year and Christmas.